big bread, old one.
Right. Mm-hmm. And homegrown vegetables, do you have a special way of referring to that, vegetables that might be raised at home?
Garden fresh, you know. Okay. Homegrown is really the way we...
And have you ever heard garden sass or garden stuff, garden truck? We don't.
No, I don't think anybody uses that or anything.
And the place where the vegetables are grown is the...
Vegetable garden.
And coarsely ground corn that is prepared by a certain process.
Grits.
And when it's in larger pieces than grits.
Corn hominy.
And do you already use
mm-hmm,
it?
Sometimes.
And what is this? It's a grain, a cereal, but we don't use it for breakfast. We use it more for desserts, I think. White and in small grains, we make it into pudding sometimes.
Tapioca? That wouldn't be it. You mean corn?
No, it is a cereal. We don't, it isn't raised around here. It's used sometimes as a vegetable, served with perhaps chicken and maybe gravy, this type of...
Grits is what thing I can think of.
Not wheat. Wheat, oats, what's another cereal?
Rye.
Sorry,
I said rye, but you said rice.
Oh, yes, that was the one I was hunting for.
Uh-huh.
Right. And do you have a term for cheap whiskey? What do we call it? Cheap whiskey.
Let's see, what? My husband ought to be here to say that.
Homebrew or homemade?
Well, homebrew was more like a, I don't know, malt something. They used to make peach brandy around here. That was well known. And corn liquor.
Corn liquor?
Mm-hmm.
It's corn liquor, all right. All right, and if something's being prepared in the kitchen and the odor comes in and you want to tell somebody that smells good, you might say, ooh, just...
I can't think.
How would you say, do you smell
that?
All right, and what do you call the kind of syrup that's, I guess, sometimes made here from cane?
Ribbon cane syrup is the local type.
Local product, mm-hmm. And a thicker one perhaps that
is
you make.
Is sorghum.
And another word for sorghum, have you got
I don't believe I know.
Maybe a general term for, and sometimes it's used to make gingerbread.
Oh, molasses. But we don't make molasses around here. It's really sorghum or, I don't think sorghum's made around here. That's further south.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And to describe the thickness of molasses, you might say, well, the molasses... Finish that sentence. If you're telling somebody that it's too thick or something, how would you say
that's, thick is
the molasses?
I don't know.
Just the statement, the molasses thick. How would you say that?
I don't know.
What word would you put in it just to make the sentence? It's making too.
It's thick as molasses.
Thick as molasses. All right. And another liquid that might be served with pancakes that we think of as being from the north
is maple syrup.
And are the terms, have you ever heard long sweetening or short sweetening?
Yes, I've heard that, but I never use it.
And
I think the long sweetening was the syrup and the short sweetening was sugar.
I think that's old.
I mean, I think maybe I'd heard my daddy say that.
And if you want to say that something is the real thing, what is the word? That is real leather or...
Mm. Well,